Oh my God.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Here we are in this moment in time. We are officially starting the Cheers Brother podcast.
What to heck?
I'd like to give ourselves a round of applause.
Honestly, wow. Good for us.
Literally good for us. Guys,
we've been wanting to do this for so long.
The longest time. We'll get into that. But before we get into that, we obviously have to start off the Cheers Brother podcast by cheersing each other and having a drink. I mean, what else would we do?
Explain what this is.
So every day when I go to CVS, I don't go to CVS every day.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Well, when I go to my local CVS, I see this like Malibu rum punch bag of a cocktail. And I'm always like, you know, I'm going to buy that when the timing is right.
Yeah. The timing. Wait for the moment.
Yes. The timing was right today. And I was like, today is going to be the day that I try this. Mm-hmm. I hate to break it to you, but we've already tried it right now.
Yeah,
and
off cam.
It kind of tastes like NyQuil.
It tastes like cough syrup, and it looks like cough syrup.
Yep.
And so, it looks like it would be carbonated, but it's not.
It's not. So I'm going to give that a 0 out of 10. But we also have...
Hey, I would say like maybe 1-2 out of 10. Yeah. It's not terrible.
Okay. I'll give it a 4 because I'm feeling nice today. Because it's a good day. We're starting this podcast.
It went from 0 to 4.
You know what? Feeling generous, Sarah.
Okay.
And then we also have some tequila for when we want to take a shot, and I think we should take a shot.
I agree. But I want to say, too, we wanted to be really fancy, and we wanted to get the Don Julio.
1942 that you always see, like, James Charles drinking.
That's like, who you refer to?
For some reason, I always see pictures of him with it, so I'm just like, is that, like, his signature drink? Like, I don't know.
That's, like, so
I'm gonna
many,
put the tequila down.
Like, hot celebs. And then you go
James
Charles.
I'm just thinking about his, like, YouTube thumbnail of him just, like, chugging it. That's just, like, stuck in my head every day. I can't get that off.
I think of Kylie Jenner. I don't know why.
Yeah. That's that meme. Probably the correct answer. I should have said that.
James Charles. You're doing great.
Thanks. I'm trying. But we were going to get that today, but it's, like, $150. And then I was like, you know what? We're going to get this bagged punch instead.
But last night, we were like, let's splurge.
Yeah.
Let's treat ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's our first podcast.
Yep.
Let's try to look cool.
Yep.
On cam. And let's just do it anyway.
Yeah.
And then
I was talking to my boyfriend, Rory, last night. I was like, oh my God, me and Sarah are going to start our podcast tomorrow, and we're going to get 1942. And he was like, no. And I was like, excuse me.
Cuts you off.
Literally. He, like, went on this rampage just being like, it's not worth it. Like, it's only 750 milliliters. I don't know what that means. So I was just like, whatever.
Milliliters?
No idea, but sure, Rory.
Sure.
And he was just going off saying, like, it's a waste of money. And then it's a weird shape. It's like a triangle,
like a
almost.
Cone, yeah.
And he was like, I know that you're going to get to the podcast and want to take a shot, and Sarah's going to want to take 2 or 3. And then since it's so small, it's going to go so fast, it's just not going to be worth it.
Why is it so expensive?
I don't know.
And what's
I literally
the hype?
Don't know.
What
I have
is
no
hype?
Idea. Couldn't
what's
tell
the
you.
Difference between that and this?
I don't know. I mean, clearly it's not that incredible if you say no, don't get it.
Yeah.
Even to treat ourselves. So whatever.
I know. Come on, Rory, let us have this.
Let us
we want to look cool for a second.
Yeah, maybe we'll look cool another day.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I definitely don't look cool holding a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
This is Freddy the Yeti. I got him during Christmas break because I was having a lot of anxiety being with my family for that long.
Yep, totally understandable.
I saw him in the window at this random store.
Oh, you were window shopping.
Yeah.
Okay.
With my sissy.
Can I ask what store?
Some random store.
You're like the paper store, duh.
It was like a knick-knack store.
Mm.
It was like one of those. Just a random hole in the wall in this like hippie town.
Okay.
And then I saw him in the window and he just spoke to me. Because look at like the good vibes that he radiates.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, he's talking to me through the window. But look at him.
Yeah, he looks great.
He looks like a baby.
Yes.
Or a dog.
Not that I want to envision you with a baby anytime soon, but yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day. Like, imagine...
Getting pregnant?
Yeah, like, imagine me getting pregnant randomly. Like, how would we deal with that?
My life would literally fall apart.
Me too.
Dude, that's, like, something that you would, like, pull a prank on me with, but, like, it'd be real, and then I genuinely, like, would feel like I'm pregnant, too. Like, If you were pregnant, my life would fall apart more than if I was pregnant.
Because you knew, you would know that you would have to deal with that.
Yes.
And, like, help me.
Yes. And, not to be that guy, but I don't feel like doing that.
It's okay. I don't either. But, like, oh, all right, my God.
So that's definitely not what we're doing in 2021.
Wear protection? No. I don't know what we...
Moral of this podcast is wear protection.
I'm not ready for a child.
Okay. Now that we've addressed that, Sarah's not planning on getting pregnant anytime soon.
God bless.
You said you had a chaotic morning.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So Caitlin came over last night so we could discuss podcast shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you witnessed my cats.
Yep.
So I'm house sitting my roommate's dad's cat, because he's in Peru, and
yeah, I was like, is he just like home like an hour away? Why are you house sitting? I didn't know he was in Peru, and that's why you were watching the cat.
Oh, I left that out.
Yes.
Yeah, he's in Peru.
Okay,
that's why we're watching her.
Makes a hell of a lot more sense.
Her name's Marley. She was born on 420.
Okay,
you get it.
Yes, totally.
You get the gist.
I'm laughing.
I don't even get it, because her dad doesn't even smoke weed. He's, like, really strict. So I'm like, why would you? Okay.
Okay. But, all right.
But she sucks. And
she does.
Her and my cat, Benito. Oh, I love Benito. Never had a problem with him before this.
I have some issues with Benito, but I'll take that up with him a different time.
I don't know your issues with him.
He just, like, maybe it's because when someone comes over to your apartment, he just gets really excited. He's always just, like, running around when I walk in, and I'm like, can you sit? Like, seriously.
Can you relax?
Just sit.
We got him these, like, kitty, not, like, CBD treats, but they're supposed
you
to,
should.
Like, I don't think it's CBD, but they're supposed to calm the cat down, and he still won't calm. But anyway, long story short, them together is a nightmare.
A nightmare.
He's never interacted with another cat in his life because he's a baby. Yeah. And so these two together, every single time I walk in on them, she claws at him, hisses at him, like gets on her hind legs and like goes like this to him.
Ugh.
And I walked in one day and his whole face is scratched up.
What?
So I have to like separate them because Christelle's not here either.
Dude.
So I literally feel like I am the mother of two newborns.
Yep. And I witnessed it last night too. Like, she literally is. Like, whether you're pregnant or not, you still are the mother of two newborns right now.
I think that that's what made me think about actually getting pregnant. I'm like, I can't even handle two cats.
Yes.
Because one, I put one in the room and another in the other room because I'm like, y'all need to be separated.
Yes.
I can't.
Oh, they do.
And then I try to feed one, let them out to play for a second, and then this one's crying, meowing, and then this one's crying. Like, they're just crying all the time.
And when cats cry or meow, it is so annoying. It's not even, it is literally one of my biggest, like, pet peeves. It makes me so angry. Like, I could be having the best day in the world. I could have won the lottery. But if I hear a cat meow just over and over, and I just get so mad. As you can tell, I've never been a cat person in my life.
I've never had a cat. I've never had a cat.
I had one when I was like zero to like
when I was zero.
Zero to like seven.
When I was in zero grade.
I have a story about a cat, but maybe I'll tell it later.
But I've never had a cat before because they always freaked me out, and because my family's always been allergic to them, so just, I didn't vibe with them.
No.
And having two and being responsible for two who don't get along.
Nope.
And they cry now, and they won't shut up.
They like, won't.
You witnessed it.
Literally, we were trying to have a conversation last night, and it literally kept getting interrupted. Not by, like, the neighbors making noise or, like, people walking, like, above, just hearing, like, loud footsteps. No, it was from the two cats in the living room and the bathroom that just literally would not stop screaming. They're not hungry or anything either.
They're
like, they're chilling. They're living
them
a life of luxury. But, like, they just still have something to cry about.
I'm so grateful.
But, like, me. Like, I'll still cry over anything. But, like,
yeah.
I guess I relate to the cats.
Yeah. I mean, I think I was a cat in my past life. Because now that I'm getting to know Benito, I'm like, this is so me. Like, everything
natural
that he does. Yeah.
Okay.
But long story short, they were being so fucking annoying all night after you left.
Okay.
Benito, he crawled up on my chest. You saw, I sent you a picture.
You sent me a very cute picture that made me have feelings for him for about 3 seconds. I literally was like, that can't be Benito, because when he sees me, he just, like, runs back and forth and screams and everything. But he's, like, sitting there, like, wrapping his, like, hands around your neck and just sitting there cuddling. I'm like, in what world? Like, what? How?
He has like a solid hour at nighttime where he just wants to cuddle.
Like, and I love cherish to experience that. Yeah. I would love to experience that hour.
But then afterwards, since he took a nap, he has all this energy again, and I want to die.
Yeah.
So basically, long story short, I went on a rant. Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. Cats suck.
I could go on about this for so long. You saw how mad I got, dude.
I was getting mad, too.
I know you were, and that was making me more mad, because I'm like, don't interrupt our... No! I was talking to Benito and Marley. I'm like, do not interrupt this. This is important.
Having a beautiful moment.
Yeah!
We're starting a podcast tomorrow. Do any of you care? Just act like you care.
Y'all clearly don't give a fuck about me.
Why should I give a fuck about you? All right. We're taking this way too personally.
Anyway... So, I let him out, and he's fucking annoying all night long, meowing, will not shut up. I'm in my office trying to work on the video that I need to submit, and long story short, I go to bed at 5 a.m., or not even, I go to my bed at 5 a.m. after I submit the video, and I'm laying in my bed. And Benito is just meowing, and I'm like, oh my god, I already have anxiety about this podcast tomorrow. Like, I'm, like, having all these, like, thoughts. I can't, like, fall asleep. And then I check my phone. It's 8 a.m. I was laying there.
You didn't go to bed till 8? Damn.
Not 8.
Oh.
I checked my phone at 8.
Oh.
I went to bed at 9.
Oh, and then... Okay.
I've had... an hour and a half of sleep. But you know what? We're vibing.
We're vibing, yeah, for sure.
But...
Oh, my God.
And then I'm going to wrap this up. When I woke up, my eyes were itchy. I'm like, why the fuck are my eyes itchy right now?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, my eyes were red all over. And I'm, like, crying kind of, like, on the sides.
Uh-huh.
My eyes are really sensitive.
Totally.
Speaking of an eyelash. oh, my God. That was so weird. Anyway, I get up. I look at my eyes. They're all red.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, what is happening? I look at my bed. Benito's fur everywhere.
Oh.
I was sleeping in his fur. And then I spent like another hour just with eye drops, just trying to like calm my eyes down.
God.
And then I got a nosebleed.
Wait, what?
I never get nosebleeds.
You got a nosebleed.
Out of nowhere. Oh my God.
Dude,
my
what? You're like, it's happening again right now.
I just get a nosebleed.
I don't know what we would do. Like, genuinely.
I don't know what I would do either. But anyway, I get a random nosebleed. I never get nosebleeds. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, the universe was literally being like, no. Like, trying to, like...
Absolutely not.
Put things in my path to not make me do this today.
Yeah.
But we conquered him here.
Wow. Well, fuck hats. That's all I gotta say. Sorry to the cat lovers out there. I'm really sorry, but like...
Like, I'm warming up to them. They're spiritual beings. They're like witches.
Oh.
And I feel like I'm a witch, kind of. So it's just like too...
Oh. Oh.
Oh my god, wait. I'm so sorry. I have something in my eye.
Do you need me to like look? So I'm not seeing anything. Let me get my flashlight, because sometimes I have, like, a hair on my eyeball.
I think that that's what it is.
Oh, you do. You should probably go take care of that.
Can I do that really quickly?
I'd love for you
to
fix
God.
That.
Oh, my God. Just casted a spell on
All
me.
All right. Well.
I was talking shit about them.
And he was like, not so fast. Damn.
God.
Well, that was weird timing. All right.
Anyway,
well,
let's move on.
Anyways, well.
Is my makeup fucked up?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah, you're chilling. So I guess we might as well talk about how this all happened and how long it has literally taken us to get in this exact moment. Like, guys, we have been working on this since last March. And during last March, we thought that we were going to release the podcast and start it off in last March.
Mm-hmm.
And it is now January of the next year. It took that long to pull this together. And we just need to walk you through the journey we went on.
Should we cheers first?
We should absolutely cheers first because, oh my god.
Should we take a shot or just cheers?
I don't know.
Shots.
Okay, we can take a shot. We'll take a shot. You know what? We're here in this moment.
Like, whatever, you know?
Literally whatever.
It's our first
literally
podcast.
Whatever.
We've never done this before. Let's
whatever.
Do it.
Whatever.
All right. I mean, I don't want to pressure you. I'm just a heavyweight.
No, you're good. I'm chilling.
Cool. And these are tiny.
Yeah.
All right. So the beginning, this is not the beginning. beginning mid. We're going to cheers, brother.
Yep. Normally we'll do this at the beginning. Yeah. Normally. Well, we can't say normally. This is our first time doing this.
I just had to get that off my chest.
God. All right. Well, here's our cheers. Hey.
Look at us.
Look at us. I don't want to spill this on you.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Hello?
Oh my God. Oh, shit.
Bro. This is what I said in the video, dude. Like, you gotta treat it like a mixed drink so that you're not in that position. You usually do the cranberry juice first and then do the shot, and then it's a mixed drink in your mouth. But whatever.
You're a lunatic for that.
I'm literally not. I'm sitting here chilling and you're over here gasping for air like you're a fish.
I could not find my chaser. That was not something that
we're
happens.
Not going to get into this again. We already did this.
Our first fight.
Fighting about how to drink.
We
shots.
Actually get pissed at each other.
I leave.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't even taken yours yet?
No, I'm just continuing to sip on the cranberry juice.
Oh, period.
Let me live.
Okay, I am. Live on.
I'm going to try. All right.
I'm going to try.
All right.
Let's get into it.
Last March, quarantine kicked in, and me and Sarah had been talking about starting a podcast, potentially for the longest time, all of summer 2019, when we were doing all of our road trips together, doing it all, living our best lives. Every time that we were in, like, a long car ride together, we'd be like, we're just, like, talking right now as if it's, like, a podcast. Like, we should really consider doing that. And it just wasn't working out because I had no intentions on moving to LA anytime soon because I was still in, like, my phase of, like, I'm back and forth from Hawaii and Boston. Like, I still want to live in Boston.
Oh, that was during that period.
Yes. Right? That feels so long ago.
That it's him. I'm
what?
Seeing air fly around.
Oh.
Fell in my eye.
Fuck the stuffed animal.
Put him down.
Fuck the Yeti.
Continue.
All right. Anyways. So, yeah. I was back and forth between literally 9 million different places in 2019 and just didn't want to move at all. And we thought that a podcast was possible. It was not. But when quarantine first happened in March, we were like, you know what? Maybe we can do it, like, split screen. Like, we can just, like, set our cameras up in our rooms and, like, buy microphones and just, like, somehow make it work. Because the people that were doing podcasts in person before were now doing it split screen because of quarantine. So I was like, look, we can make it work and it'll be fine, maybe. I don't know.
Who did you reference to me?
I don't remember. Can you tell me? I, like, deadass don't remember.
She referenced...
Oh, this isn't gonna be good.
Haley fam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I was
like,
literally...
Oh, my God, Sarah.
No, they were doing it together. They were doing it in person.
No, but then they started the split screen.
Oh, no. What they were doing is they were doing... They weren't doing it on camera, but they were doing, like, microphones from, like... They were doing it on, like, FaceTime, and they'd record their FaceTimes with their microphones. And I was like, that can work. Like, it sounds good. Like, whatever. That's all that matters, if the quality sounds good, I guess, is what I thought.
There's so many more layers
so
to it.
So many more layers to starting a podcast. And we were just like, it's going to sound fine if we get these microphones. So I literally have a vlog from last year where I go out to Best Buy, get my, like, $300 microphone that to this day is collecting dust.
You texted me to buy one also. And I'm like,
literally,
totally.
Yes. Literally my first, like, binge purchase of, like, quarantine.
Haven't
my
even
new expensive
opened...
microphone that haven't... I should probably sell on eBay because I don't think I'm ever going to touch it.
I haven't even opened the box.
Me either.
Okay. We had hope.
We did. We were trying to pull it together.
Yeah. And that was the first step.
Okay. So we got to the first step. And then what happened from then?
Quarantine happened, but it was like getting bad. And we were like,
yes.
We
have nothing to talk about. There's nothing good that can literally come from this podcast. It's just going to be us complaining. And
yeah, we were in horrible mindsets at the time. We were just stuck in our beds.
Mm-hmm. It was just really not going to work.
Just playing Animal Crossing. I started gaming.
Yeah, I did too. I bought a Nintendo Switch. I already sold it because I used it for like 2 months to play Animal Crossing. What was that phase in my life? Couldn't tell you.
I never stepped into the Animal Crossing world.
It was fun. I'm glad that like someone bought it for me though. Like, I'm glad that like I could play it for the time that I wanted to play it, but then I'm glad someone just took it off my hands.
I just want to know how that's fun. No offense.
It's just I grew up playing like Nintendogs and like obviously Club Penguin and like Webkinz and everything. So I was like, this is kind of like the same thing. maybe. I don't know.
I like Nintendogs.
Nintendogs was a great time. Yeah. If the Nintendo Switch comes out with a Nintendogs, I will be harassing the person that I sold my Switch to and begging on my knees for it back so I can literally walk my fucking dog on Nintendogs.
My dog is dying. It's dead, probably. Oh,
literally.
And what's crazy is if we found it and we rebooted it, they'd still be there. But they're like...
Dude, not I doing have well. A tragic story of the first time I ever experienced, like, real trauma in my life, okay?
With Nintendogs?
Yes, literally.
That's your first trauma?
Dude, I still think about this story to this day. I feel like it changed my whole life. I'm just going to go completely off, like, what we were supposed to be talking about. Because seriously, this story has shaped who, shaped who I am today. Okay.
How old?
Marco Island, third grade. Family vacation.
Where's that?
Off of the Keys of Florida, I think. Honestly, right. Not too sure. Been there once.
What's it called?
Marco Island.
Marco.
I still think about how beautiful that hotel was. Mom, thank you for taking me there. Great vacation, but it ended terribly. Oh. So I had my Nintendo DS with me, and I had my Nintendo.
What color?
It was pink. Mm-hmm. It had Club Penguin stickers all over it.
God bless.
I know. But I had my red Nintendogs cartridge, okay? Mm. And those fuckers are small. Yep. They are small.
They're like SD cards.
Yes.
But smaller.
Yep, literally. So at some point from checking out of the hotel to getting home, I, for some reason, wasn't playing. No, I was on the plane. I was looking for that cartridge because on that red cartridge was my dachshund named Hershey. Okay.
Did Hershey? You love Hershey's?
Oh, I loved Hershey. Every time I would take her to like the championship, like agility things.
I mean, to name the dog Hershey, did you love the chocolate that
much?
Oh,
yeah. When I played soccer, my nickname was Hershey, but like it's fine. I would take Hershey bars to like every soccer practice. I would say that it would give me energy. I don't know. I was a freak.
That's cute.
Anyways, that's a whole different story. My soccer trauma.
I was a freak.
Is for a different
time. I have soccer trauma.
Oh my God. We can totally talk about
keep going.
Anyways, I get home. The whole flight, I'm looking at my backpack for my red cartridge because Hershey is starving. Mm. Hershey needs her fucking kibble, okay?
It's in the back of your head.
And long story short, that cartridge was gone forever. I never found it again. I think I left it either at the airport, in the plane, at the hotel. I literally called the Marriott that I stayed at in Marco Island every week for 5 months straight to have them ask the maids if they found my Nintendogs cartridge because I wanted Hershey back so
bad.
Oh, that's
so sad.
Bro, I cried about it for years.
Oh my God.
Like, Nintendogs didn't die out for like 3 more years, and every time I'd get a new dog, I would just be sitting there thinking, like, this can't replace Hershey at all, ever.
That's your first, and you raised it, put him in the agility contest. Yep.
And
like,
so much better than literally any dog I ever ended up having on Nintendogs ever again in my life.
I'm so sorry.
I am so sorry that I just had to tell you that story.
No, I completely
I'm sorry
understand
you just had to
that.
Listen to that.
That's horrible as a child.
Oh.
When you're attached to something so much.
Yep, I was
and then
like
just
nine.
Away.
I was like nine.
Oh.
So I was really sad.
That's
the
such
fact
a
that
fragile
I still
year.
Remember it too. Like, that's how bad that affected me.
Yeah.
Losing a game cartridge from when I was nine.
Those Nintendogs are so realistic.
Dude.
And they love you.
I didn't have a dog either.
But that was, like, the thing for kids, though. Because
exactly.
We can't take care of a real pet.
Nope.
But we have this bond. I get it.
Dude, I have no idea how we ended up here. What was
I
literally I
have
originally
no
talking
clue.
About? Anyways, trying to start the podcast from March to June. We think it's going to happen. And it starts happening. You start talking to your manager. I start talking to my manager. And we have a photo shoot set up in LA for the end of June. Mm. Because we thought we were going to launch this in July. And... we had a name for this podcast that we didn't end up using. We'll get to that story. But it just, like, there wasn't really a concept yet. We didn't have a name, like, approved by everyone. We didn't have, like, a good photo shoot idea for it. But we just kind of were like, I'm going to fly out in June. We're going to do this photo shoot with this awesome girl, Peggy.
Love Peggy.
And we are just going to, like, wear, like, suits.
It was
and, like,
like,
jeans and, like, be silly. I don't
Our
I don't
vibe
know.
Was, like, look super hot.
Yes.
Like, cute top and then mm-hmm. business coat over it.
Yeah.
Because we're like, we're trying to boss up.
Yes. And like the pictures came out phenomenal.
They look great.
And literally they've been sitting in a vault since June. So I'm so excited that we finally get to post them because we look hot in them.
I've never looked better.
It literally, we looked fucking amazing. So I'm so excited we get to use that.
And I rented a red convertible.
Oh my God. Yep, you did. I was literally in LA for 48 hours to do this photo shoot. Sarah rented a convertible.
I just wanted to show up with confidence.
We were so ready to do this. Like, no one even understands.
It was like $50 for the day.
Yeah.
Not expensive at all. Literally. I'm like, why not show up in a rent? Like, drive there.
Yeah.
With the top down.
And we made like a playlist for all the songs we were going to play during the photo shoot. We were just rocking and rolling. And I vlogged the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then July came. I went home and we were like, okay, cool. Like, these pictures are literally awesome.
Perfect.
And then, what the hell?
And then we had the podcast meeting. We pitched the name. And
No. That was way later.
But then I had the breakup in July.
Oh,
but I don't.
Yeah.
I think that we went to the podcast before that.
Nope. We went to the podcast house in October.
So that was not okay then.
No. So then, yeah. So Sarah then ended up going through a breakup in July. Couldn't get a hold of her too much. Totally understand, though.
Really going through it.
Completely.
Oh, this is
wait.
Why I did this.
No. This is what happened. I decided I was going to move to LA. I decided I was going to move, which came out of nowhere. In July, right after we did the photo shoot and everything, we had a Zoom meeting with the podcast people, and we were like, it wasn't the company we ended up going with. It was other people.
Mm.
And we were pitching it, and they were like, okay, so how do you think this is going to work with like the split screen and everything? Just literally just bullshitting everything. It just didn't sound incredible. And then we talked more, and then I had a mental breakdown in July and was like, I am so bored in Boston, and it is not going to get better anytime soon. Like, I have no creator friends out here. It's literally just me and my whole friend group who I love and cherish dearly in Boston and never wanted to leave them unless I absolutely had to. All had their own lives going on, their own careers and everything. And it just got to a point where I was literally hurting myself by just being there because mm-hmm. I loved them so much and never wanted to leave them because,
mm-hmm.
like, I just cherish so much.
Yes.
I just didn't want to leave them. But I got to a point where I was like, okay, I literally need to move to LA the end
of
this year.
You need to grow.
Yes. I'm not going to accomplish anything else in Boston. So.
And while you're going through that mental breakdown.
Yep.
I was also going through a mental breakdown because I'm like, I need more friends in this space because yep. all of my friends don't do this. And so like I get really comfortable
mm-hmm.
with that. And I'm like, oh, not doing social media seems awesome.
Swell, yeah.
And like less anxiety inducing. Uh-huh. But then I'm like, no, I'm meant for this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I need Caitlin here to like inspire me.
Yep. Whoa, and then I just texted you one day and was like, yo, I think I'm actually going to move. And you were like, what? And I was like, no, I know I say this all the time, but like seriously, like
you said that every day. I'm
literally going to kill myself.
Did you just spill?
I sure did.
How?
But like as I should. Guys, this happen? Wouldn't be the first episode if I didn't spill my drink all over myself.
But this is what we were expecting. It's not that bad.
No.
It looks like you did like a light pee.
It's like, just light. I have sweatshirts
You're
in
just
the car.
Excited. Just peed a little.
It's okay. All right.
Anyways,
I'm moving now.
You're moving. Okay, then you move, and then we go to the podcast meeting,
yep.
our first one, mm-hmm. and then we ask about the name that we came up with.
That we were so confident on.
So confident on. And why don't you tell them what the name was called?
It was originally going to be We Should Probably Shut Up, which is on brand for us, okay? You know, it really was. But I understand why everyone laughed in our face and was like, absolutely not, because it's too long.
It's negative.
It's negative. You can't really brand with it. And it was going to make a lot of things complicated for no reason. And then literally from October to December, Sarah and I just had like a mental breakdown being like, oh my God, we were so set on this name for like 6 months. How do we even come up with another one? Like we were so set on this.
We thought that that was the golden ticket. We thought that everyone was going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we pitched it, they're like, it's a
nice
bit
try.
Negative. We kind of like, hate it.
Oh shit, we are kind of negative.
It's not going to do well. And
yeah.
we're like,
oh well.
So us in these mindsets, it's really hard for us to come together and, like, really brainstorm
creative
ideas.
But we were
also
both moving at the same time.
Yes.
I moved into my new house here, and you were moving to a new apartment. And literally in the middle of doing both of those big moves, we're, like, coming in here just all confident with our name, and they're like, no. And we're like, oh, my God, we literally have to rethink this whole entire thing, start from scratch, while we have 9,000 other things going on in our lives right now. So that was insane. And then it really took until December. We went to your house one time.
We're like, we got to figure this out. Tonight's the night. And we're sitting on my couch. And we're going through all these, like, podcasts, like, seeing what other people named their shit. Uh-huh. We're like, how the fuck do we come up with a podcast name? This was the hardest challenge to accomplish during this time.
And it's such a simple name now that we have it. But getting to Cheers Brother.
Oh, my God.
Was a nightmare.
We came up with the word brother, brothers. And we're like, okay.
Yeah. Like we say that a lot. Because we were trying to think of something, like, on brand, like, maybe something that, like, we've said before together, but we just couldn't think of anything. And we were sitting on your couch in your apartment for, like, 3 hours, rattling, like, the first things that would come to mind. And Christelle was in the middle of us, her roommate, and was just staring at us. And every time we'd say something, she was just like, no, that's not it.
Yeah.
That's not it.
She's just playing Among Us.
Literally.
On the couch being like, hey, no, that sucks.
Oh, please don't use that.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. Like, okay.
Yeah.
And then I came up with Not Even Brothers.
Yep.
I came up with Not Even Brothers, which is the stupidest. What does that even mean? Obviously,
we're
not brothers.
We were trying to be, like, ironic. I know, but that was, like, the gag. Like, we're not brothers.
Which is, like, okay.
like, so. Is there anything else interesting about you guys? Like, no shit, you're not related. But
then you
piggybacked on brother, and I was like, there has to be something, because we do say that a lot. We call each other brother for no reason ever. And then I came up with Cheers Brother, and we kind of just sat there and we're like, we're just giving each other the look like,
that sounds right.
Like, maybe. And we
feels
just like
good.
Kept saying it out loud, and then we're like, nah, there's.
But we're like, Cheers Brother, Cheers Brother, Cheers Brother.
Yeah.
Cheers Brother. Cheers Brother.
But. Welcome, we were like, there has to be something else. That, like, there's no way that's it. Like, there has to be something that, like, we need to know. It's going to come to the top of our heads randomly, and it's just going to be like, oh, that's it. And that didn't end up happening that night. And then a few days later,
we were also very much so in our heads.
Yes. We sure were. Because
that's a golden name for it.
It is. Now we know that. I mean, hey, look how awesome it looks.
It looks
behind
amazing.
Us on the sign if you're watching this on YouTube.
It looks incredible. Also, can we just talk about the set really quick?
Yeah, we never talked about that.
Are we kidding me?
No, we're not.
Are we kidding me?
Yeah, we're kidding just you.
The disco balls?
On the palm tree. Yep. And
the pitbull shrine?
Yep, that we didn't even come up with. We just came here to see the set for the first time. We came up with the palm tree and, like, the logo, kind of. And we were just like, we want lights and brick wall. But then we came here and that was there.
We mentioned
and Sarah came in the sweatshirt, too.
We mentioned one time at a meeting that we liked pitbull. And then we walk in and this is on the set and it's so beautiful.
It is great. That top
perfect.
Picture in the left corner of him with, like, the globe.
Oh, my God.
And the ridiculous, like, font. Oh, God, love
so
that picture.
Good. And we were talking last night, and we're really trying to get Pitbull on the podcast.
We really are.
We were sitting there, and we, like, I didn't know he had kids.
Yeah, we figured that out last night. He has, like, kids, like, our age.
A precious 17-year-old high school kid.
Yes.
Who is adorable.
A
daughter football team.
Who is into, like, fitness.
Yeah.
Like, what?
She's, like, an Instagram girl.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, if we can't get Pitbull on, we have to get one of the kids on.
So, kids, if you're listening.
So, Pitbull kids.
You'll be getting a DM soon.
What is his last name?
Isn't it Perez?
Right?
Is it? Yeah. Worldwide. It is. It's worldwide.
It's worldwide. Absolutely.
No, it's
Pitbull. It's Bull. His
no,
last
I'm
name's
like
Bull.
99% sure it's Perez. No, it's Perez.
Okay.
I'm going to be confident. It's Perez.
It's Perez. Anyway, we're going to get him on and it's going to be lit.
And you're all going to like it. And he's going to like it too.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers,
and
brother.
That's how we came up with the podcast name.
Yep.
Woo, 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 woo!
Yep, yep, yep. Well, also, from the night at your apartment, we still weren't satisfied with Cheers Brother. And then it took another night a few days later when we were like, we literally have to have a name for them, like, tomorrow. And we revisited Cheers Brother. And it was me, you, and my roommate, Sydney. And we just were, like, sitting there. And I was like, Sydney, I really trust her opinion. So I was like, if she doesn't like this name, like, we are just so screwed. Because we just kept thinking about it. We were like, it would be fun just in general. Like, yeah. I like it. We're starting to like it. Yeah. Sydney approved of it. And then we had a Zoom meeting the next day.
She said it was the best idea.
Yep. And she even took a video of us and was like, this is the night that, like, Cheers Brother was born, which now
we were like,
totally
post.
I know. We're like, we're not sure if they will like this name. We don't know.
We're so in our heads.
Literally. But, like, yeah, it's been born, I think. Maybe. We don't know.
But then it was.
It was.
And they liked it.
And they liked it.
And I hope you guys like it, too.
Yes. We really do, because we're pretty confident. Everyone just comments, this name literally
sucks. It's the worst name
You couldn't
ever.
Thought of anything else?
You guys are alcoholics. Get help.
Oh, that would suck.
That would suck. That would be...
Yeah, don't comment that.
Because we've been
working
so
trying
hard.
To have fun, okay?
This is just
what else
a
is there to do?
Fun time.
What else is there to do other than just sit here and talk about Nintendogs?
I just
drink Malibu Punch.
I just want to sit here, drink my Malibu Punch, and vent about life. And
maybe continue to spill it on myself if I'm lucky. Oh my god.
I cannot believe that happened in real
really?
Time.
Because I can. Like, totally believe this happening.
But it's like one of those things where I expected it to happen when we were opening it, because that's more like, okay.
Oh my god, yeah. Literally, when we were opening it before we started filming, I was like, can someone open this away from me? Because I know I'll spill it on myself. What do I end up doing? Literally, what do I end up doing 30 minutes later? Spilling it on myself anyways.
But in the most, like...
just stupid way. Like, that did not need to happen. Way. That literally had no reason to happen. But fuck, it
happened. Do you
want
me to spill on myself to make you feel better?
I would literally love nothing more if you would dump that on you right now. Give yourself a little sprinkle.
Just to, you know.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Alright?
Oh my god.
Both excited. Oh, period. It didn't get on the chair.
All right.
That much.
Now we both have punch on ourselves. Thanks. You're
We're
a real friend.
So wild.
You are a real friend for that.
I got
guys,
you.
2021, get yourself someone who would dump a drink on themselves for you.
I gotcha.
Well, it has somehow already been 40 minutes. It's been our first podcast, I think. I think we just did this.
I think.
Like, did we just do this?
Hey.
Hell yeah. Guys, we are literally so excited to do this. I don't think any of you understand.
This is the coolest.
And I think I'm just more excited for you guys to hear this. Like, I know you guys are excited for this too.
Mm-hmm.
I've been dropping some hints. You all know that this is coming.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my god, this is just going to be so much fun. And we are going to do a question and answer, or like a little advice segment at the end of each episode. Obviously, we can't do it right now because we don't have anything to answer.
Right.
But
y'all don't even know.
Yes. Literally, in this moment in time as we're filming, no one knows this is happening.
No one knows.
There's another fruit fly. What the hell's going on? Anyways.
It's Benito.
Ugh.
He cast
fuck
another
Benito.
Spell.
All right. So
he's in my living room like,
get that cat out of here. All right.
I love them. So, if you guys want to go to our Instagram, Cheers Brothers Pod.
Cheers Brother. This is called Cheers Brother, not Cheers
Did
Brothers.
I say brothers?
You said brothers.
Cheers Brother Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any questions for us, if you
yep.
need advice about anything, just ask us anything.
Yep. In the comments of the episode post that we have just released.
Yes.
And we'll go through them for the next episode. And then, yeah. I mean, we don't know what days we're uploading every week still, so I don't think we can say tune in on these days.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It's up in the air.
We'll say that another time.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So do that.
Do that.
Make sure you subscribe.
Wherever
Where
you
we?
Can subscribe. Literally, we are wherever podcasts are put, so subscribe, follow us everywhere. Literally ever. Just literally fucking stalk us at this point.
Please.
Actually, please don't. I don't need a stalker story time. But
I would love some drama in my life.
Don't say that, because you know you're either going to get pregnant or get a stalker.
Oh my god. I'm
but,
kidding.
Yeah. So you can follow us everywhere. My Instagram is at Caitlin.Ray and Sarah Baska. Two A's.
My Instagram is Sarah Baska.
With two A's.
Yes.
So I had it right.
Yes. Yeah, good job.
Yeah. And
I thank you guys for listening.
What? We are going to, once again, cheers, brother, to that.
Hey.
Hey.
Cheers, brother.
We did it.
We did Hell that. Yes.
2021, baby.
We were nervous for what?
Absolutely what?
This is fun.
It's just us talking and hanging out. This is a great time. Mm. All right. Thanks for dealing with us. We love you guys. See you next week.